Laura Loomer is back on Twitter, and one of the first things she said in her new returning tweets is that America is a failed state. And in fact, I agree with her, and I've said much the same thing. America is a failed state for lots of reasons, but the most recent one is that both Republicans and Democrats voted for another, what, $1.5 trillion in government debt spending. And it's, you know, it's trillions every year. And the number of trillions keeps rising, and there's no financial discipline whatsoever. There's not even any pretense of balancing the budget or reducing the deficit. And there seems to be this assumption among both Republicans and Democrats, both parties, and it's a false assumption, that you could just print money forever and that none of it matters, and you'll just somehow, well, collapse the debt. Now, the reason they believe that is because they're going to collapse the debt. In a sense, they're correct. In a sense, they know exactly what's about to happen next, and it's not paying off the debt. It's screwing the debtors. It's screwing the recipients of entitlements. You know, there's about $169 trillion in entitlement benefits that are owed by the federal government. And that's owed to pensioners. It's owed in terms of Social Security benefits and Medicare and so on. But a lot of pensions. Those people, all those recipients, which is the vast majority of the American population, are going to be royally screwed in this. They're going to be ripped off by the government, because the government's going to default on its debt, and then it's going to reset the debt. And that's how it's going to move forward, by just stealing from everybody. They're going to collapse the currency. They're going to clear the slate. They're going to impoverish the masses across America. And they're going to pose as our saviors while they do it. So yes, America is a failed state, but it's failed for not just financial reasons. It's failed for many reasons. Another reason it's failed is lack of manufacturing for self-defense. So the United States cannot manufacture the munitions necessary to fight a defensive war in case China attacks or some other country attacks the U.S. And Germany is in a worse boat. I did a story recently on this, where Germany has apparently enough munitions in inventory to be able to run a war for approximately 2 days. After that, they're out of ammunition. And why? Why are they out of ammo? Well, because they can't get the cotton linters from China, which are necessary for the nitrocellulose that's used to make the propellants that go into rockets and missiles and artillery. And so Germany can't manufacture munitions, and they would run out in 2 days. Well, the United States also can't manufacture munitions in the scale that they need to be able to fight a defensive war. And they've shipped most of their munitions and ammunition and a lot of drones, a lot of HIMARS artillery systems over to Ukraine, and plus a lot of armored vehicles and so much more. It's being shipped to Ukraine. So the U.S. can't fight a war, and the U.S. doesn't have a domestic industrial infrastructure to even carry out the manufacturing that's necessary to restock everything on a timely basis. That infrastructure is gone. Flat out does not exist. America is also a failed state because of extreme censorship, where the government is pushing the censorship in collusion with big tech. That's all come out recently, the Twitter files and the FBI telling Twitter who to censor. Also, the DOJ and the CDC and the FDA and the Biden regime and so on. It's a total fascist regime at this point, where free speech does not exist and the government determines who gets to speak and who doesn't. And then using that, of course, the elections are rigged. So we don't have fair and free elections. We don't have a First Amendment anymore. They're coming after the Second Amendment as aggressively as they can. And on top of that, our own government has unleashed the vaccine genocide, which is a mass death agenda to depopulate the planet by killing and maiming and disabling as many people as possible. And I believe that each country has been given a quota of how many people they have to kill or maim with the vaccines in order to be okay with the globalists. And that number is probably somewhere between 70 and 80% of the population. So that's why they're continuing to push boosters. That's why they're trying to guilt trip everybody into taking more vaccines, even though they don't work. They are death weapons. And that's why they're pushing masks again, because they need people to get sick from the infections in the masks. So, folks, this is all by design. America is a failed state. The dollar currency is on the verge of collapse because of, well, losing the petrodollar status on the global scale, in the global marketplace. A new world reserve currency will be launched by China, Russia, India, BRICS nations, and so on. The dollar will become worthless eventually. And the American people will be living in generations of extreme poverty, destitution, mass violence, pedophilia, mental illness, drug addiction, corruption. That's what America is rapidly collapsing into. And it doesn't look like there's any path to getting us out of that that is feasible. So yeah, the United States of America is about to become a third world country. And if you look around society, you look at the way people behave, the lack of intelligence, the lack of knowledge, just the obliviousness of the masses, you realize, gosh, that's already halfway achieved. We're living among oblivious, ignorant masses who have been successfully brainwashed and lobotomized by the spike protein and heavy metals and toxic pesticides and all these other poisons, and they cannot function in the real world. And they are all around you, and they run your city council, and they run your school board in some cases, and they run your government, and they are incompetent. And this is just one of the many signs of the downfall of this nation. So keep it in mind, folks, we're not coming back from this. America is done. It's just a matter of seeing how it falls now, of watching the fall. All right, if you want to stay prepared, though, I've got a website, prepwithmike.com. It gives you a lot of preparedness information. Check that out, prepwithmike.com. I'll do my best to keep you informed and see if we can get through this, but the country won't get through this. The country's done. It's just a matter of time. All right, thank you for listening. Take care.